Chapter 1. What Are We For? By J. Daniel Hayes. In a culture full of conflicts, thinking inside and outside the church can be reduced to an us-against-them mentality. We become defined not only by our race, but by something or someone we are against. But what if, rather than being known for what we are against, Christians defined our identity and the identities, therefore, of our neighbors by what we are for? We are for the image of God. First, we are those who are for the dignity of image of God in every person. Any serious biblical study of race or ethnicity should start in Genesis chapter 1. The Bible does not start off with the creation of a special or privileged race of people. When the first human being is created, he is simply called Adam, which is Hebrew for humankind. Adam and Eve are not Hebrews or Egyptians. They are neither white nor black, nor even Semitic. Their own particular ethnicity is not even mentioned, for the Bible seems to stress that they are the mother and father of all peoples of all ethnicities. Adam and Eve are presented as non-ethnic and non-national because they represent all people of all ethnicities. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God says, "Let us make man, Adam, in our image, after our likeness." Then chapter 1, verse 27 describes his creative action. So God created man, Adam, in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. The image of God relates to one or more of the following. 1. The mental and spiritual faculties that people share with God. 2. The appointment of humankind as God's representatives on earth. And 3. A capacity to relate to God. Yet what is clear is that being created in the image of God is a spectacular blessing. It is what distinguishes people from animals. Likewise, whether or not the image of God in people was marred or blurred in the fall of Genesis chapter 3.